Hello and welcome to The Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're building, buying, or designing your next project, we got you covered here at The Home Building Hero. Coming to you live today from the Pella Windows and Doors Studio of Wisconsin. Hi, I'm your host, David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Home Building Hero. And if you haven't already, hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Today's topic, construction and remodeling expected to grow. So I was doing some research and came across a study that I found pretty interesting by Robert Eiler, and he's a market research analyst for the National Kitchen and Bath Association, and he had a published article, and it was all about the housing market, not only for 2021, but the remodeling market and then going forward. And they've studied typical consumer spending and what they are looking to do with their homes in the coming years. And it's pretty interesting stuff. So I'm going to go over some of the stats and the highlights on this. And there is a neat thing kind of buried at the end of the article that I'll get to a little bit later on what inspired people to change their homes or remodel their next project. So we're going to get to that in a little bit. But first, we're going to go over some different statistics and things with regard to not only new construction, but kitchen and bath remodeling specifically. So as I mentioned, they were talking about 2021 and they were expecting some pretty serious growth. And as I was looking at the article, kitchen and bath remodeling spending is anticipated to be $158.6 billion. I had to relook at that number because it just seems staggering, but $158.6 billion that people will spend on kitchen and bath remodeling. And that's expected to be 16.6% growth over 2020. So huge growth numbers for remodel projects over the next year. That's a pretty amazing amount of increase. So that's a very positive sign. If you're a remodeler, you're probably slammed and you are probably busy beyond belief. People are updating their key rooms in their homes and spending a good deal of money too. But that's not the interesting part of the study. The next interesting part of the study, in my opinion, is that they anticipate new construction to be an expenditure of $90 billion in 2021. And they're expecting that to go up by 22.3%. That's a huge, huge amount of money, a big increase. I'm curious whether that increases volume, which I'm sure a good part of it is, but it's also probably just price increases as well. So kind of interesting where that number is going up, but they definitely expect even more spending in that department than previous years. And that makes a lot of sense given the climate that we're in right now. Overall, just new home remodeling. So not kitchen and bath, just general remodels on home is a $68.6 billion industry and expected to go up almost 10%. So the biggest increase will be in new construction, then kitchen and bath spending, and then overall remodeling, according to this study. And, you know, what's interesting is they kind of look at a few other micro details here, and I think they're worth bringing up. So besides the growth that's forecasted for new construction remodeling, there's some interesting splits as far as rooms and what's important to people. So out of that, you know, $158 billion, a little over half, 52% or $82 billion is going to be put into the bathrooms. It's the number one most remodeled room in the home is a bathroom. And then $76 billion for kitchens, so about 48%. So the majority of it is going into bathrooms and then a little bit less into the kitchens. So that makes sense because bathrooms are a little bit more affordable, smaller space typically to remodel than a full kitchen. Plus, with people not able to go everywhere that they like and leave and come and go or stay at friends' houses, perhaps trying to, you know, remodel a kitchen is very difficult because now you're completely out of commission for a while, whereas most homes have multiple bathrooms. So if you decide to fix up a bathroom, you can use the other bathroom in your home. Unless you have a one-bedroom home, then you're kind of in trouble. But that makes sense too. So sometimes people choose the easier path. All right, so that's kind of interesting for those numbers. And, you know, another thing is that they kind of talked a little bit about this, but like different segments of remodeling and which ones are really going strong and so on and so forth. And, you know, the spending is interesting because the mid-range, of course, you'd think would be the highest. And it is out of that $158 billion, the mid-range accounts for $62 million of it, which is the largest portion. And the next highest actually is the high-end remodeling, $55 million, with the low price point being the smallest at like 9%. So people are, if they're going to hire a remodeler, they do typically spend a pretty decent amount of money on these homes. Now, some other things that they broke down that I thought were pretty interesting in this study is that, you know, projects basically are being financed a lot through lines of credit and different things like that for most customers. So some are paying cash, but the higher end projects almost always are using these, you know, HELOCs, so home equity line of credits for their projects. But this other group is very interesting, and that's what we call the DIYers, so the do-it-yourself people out there. And they're typically considered minor updates and things like that. They're expected to not be quite as big as the other groups, but they still expect a 10% increase in DIY projects in the next year. And you know, a lot of reasons for that, and we'll get to those in just a second. So one of the reasons why more DIY projects is that, you know, people have some interesting answers on that. And one of the things that they chose to do this themselves is that they have a desire to save money. That's the number one reason. So 25% of people reported doing DIY projects and doing them themselves because they want to save money. But it's interesting when you dig further into it. 23% reported that they just have more free time to pursue these projects. So said it, now's a good time to do it. So a lot of them, hey, I'm going to save some money by doing this. And then two, I have the free time, so I might as well put it to use. Can't sit there and watch Netflix all day, right? And then 22% said health and safety concerns. So either they didn't want somebody else in their home potentially carrying the virus, makes sense, or you know, maybe they just need to update their rooms. Maybe they got to have a better bathroom and things, so it's easier for them to clean up when they've been out and about. So pretty interesting, you know. Either way, when you look at these are all sort of pandemic-influenced answers. And then another 15% said that they had discretionary funds available that they wouldn't have normally had because they would normally spend them on other activities, you know, i.e. going out to eat, going to movies, concerts, events, and those kind of things, so extra travel. So a lot of people are just doing the project because they have the cash. So pretty interesting. And it wasn't something I was expecting in the survey, but pretty interesting stuff nonetheless. Now let's just take a jump back to single-family housing for a moment. And overall, in 2020, there was actually a 10% increase in overall single-family housing. And they're expecting there still to be a gain in 2021, but not quite as high. So they're expecting about a 9% increase. And, you know, that I think makes sense. But one thing that is not going to increase in construction is multifamily. In their opinion, they're predicting that that's going to drop by almost 36%. And that's because, you know, people are trying to get out of the multifamily setup. So they're expecting multifamily to decline, single family to increase. I guess good news for me, right? I'm a home builder, so we want to see increase sales whenever we can. All right. The other thing that they did in this study, which I think is pretty interesting, is they looked at total price appreciation, and they're really anticipating that because of the supply shortages of housing, that the home prices are going to go up. And so they've anticipated over the next couple of years the anticipated price increases. 2021 was an 8.9% overall price increase. And this is called the Burns Projected Home Price Appreciation. So 2020 was nearly 9%. 2021 is expected to be an 8.1% increase. So still an increase, just not quite as high of a rate. 2022, still expecting a 6% increase. And 2023 would go to 4.9% increase. So either way, pricing's still going to go up. Normally GDP goes up, 2 to 3%. So housing is going to well exceed that. And so looks like it's still going to be a very strong and solid investment. If you want to take that away from that data, that would be one thing you could take away from it. Now, the last thing that they put in here I thought was interesting as well. When they surveyed people and they looked at all this stuff, they took the younger buyers and asked them, you know, where they got the inspiration for their kitchen remodel. And then they took older buyers and did the same thing. So they kind of used the age 45. So the age under, like 44 and under, they surveyed, and then 45 and older they surveyed. And the results were pretty strikingly different. All right, so what inspired these people to remodel their kitchen? People under 45, the number one answer was Google searches. So Google was number one in their books to inspire them to search for a kitchen remodel. And then, and that was, again, 22%. Instagram clocked in at number two at 13%. So they used Instagram as inspiration for their next project. Coming in three, HGTV at 12%. And then design professionals at 11%. So pretty interesting thoughts, mostly technology-based inspiration, and they didn't really get to a professional until they were fourth question on the list. So for people in the industry, young people maybe don't find you quite as valuable, but they find the content online to be extremely valuable. And that makes sense because they're used to digesting their information that way. For buyers over the age of 45, they had a totally different set of motivations that got them inspired to do their kitchen. Number one on the list was homes that they saw in person. So a home that they went through that inspired them to redo their home, whether they went to a friend's house or remember something that they saw from a while back, that's what motivated them to redo their home. All right, the second thing on the list was homes they saw on TV. So whatever television programming definitely had an influence on their mindset to redo their kitchen. And then third on the list was Google. So Google was not as important to the older buyers. They didn't use that as their primary source of information. So interesting stuff, interesting data that we can take out of all of this. So expect remodeling to be a boom for the next year. Expect new construction to be a boom, and expect pricing to go up, and also more and more people are focusing on those kitchen and baths. So make sure if you're building a home that you put your emphasis on those type of rooms. They're the most important in your home. Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Home Building Hero, broadcasting live from the Pella Windows and Doors Studio of Wisconsin. I am David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. And before you leave, make sure you hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you very soon.